Hi developers, I'm Hossam Dilla, Microsoft MVP, and today we'll learn how to create UI tests with Xamarin Forms. So here I have created a simple Xamarin Forms application by going to File, New Project, and here choosing Cross-Platform and choosing Blank XAML App. Here I have this main page in which I'll put some code to be UI tested later. So here I'll go and get rid of this sample label and add some XAML code here. So this code is a stack layout that have an entry here where I will put the value A. So here the code will try to build a calculator that will do adding value A to value B and calculating the result inside a label. So here I have the first entry to put the first integer, the second one, and a button for doing add, and another button for doing multiply operation, and the result then will be put inside this result label. Let's go now and add the clicked events for the buttons. For that I'll go to the code behind, and here I'll add that code. Here I have prepared it before this starting this recording. So here the clicked events. So here I have the first event which will handle the add operation. Here it will do the addition of the first value to the second value and show the result inside the result label. So if I go and run this application, you can see here I have the two labels where I can put some numbers, let's say 5 to 7 for example. Clicking add will show the 5 added to 7, 12, and multiply will show 5 by 7. So now let's try to write UI tests to test this user interface inside this emulator. So the way to do that, I go to create a new project. The new project, as it's a test project, it should be separate from our dev project. For that, I'll go and put it inside another folder. So I create a folder called tests. Inside this folder, now I'll go and add my UI test project. So let's click add new project. And here, if you go to Visual C Sharp, then you go to test, then you will have these templates. Of course, if you have Xamarin Forms installed, you will have this coded UI test project. This one is the template that we'll be using to write UI codes. So here I'll go and change the name of this project. It should be UI test app, not UI test project. Because this one is targeting .NET applications, but this one is targeting Xamarin Forms applications. So let's choose UI test app for Xamarin UI test. I'll go and call it my app .UI test. Okay. So now it's adding that test, and that test is actually have some dependencies to the NUnit platform and NUnit Visual Studio test adapter and Xamarin.UI test. Those platforms that will be using to write our UI tests. And here we have two classes. The first one is the app initializer. The app initializer will be the class or the object that will prepare the environment for testing. We have also the tests class here, the class that we will be using to write to put our UI tests inside of it. So here you see this class have two attributes, test fixtures. It have an attribute for each platform, for Android and for iOS. Here, because we can run our UI tests on Android and iOS, at the moment we cannot run them on Windows platforms. So here, because now I'm targeting Android, so I should get that. Now here I have some methods, the tests that will initialize the platform variable here, and then I have this before each test which have the setup attribute. This will be executed before executing any UI test. That's why, that's because it will start the application. It will start our Android application, deploy it inside the emulator. Then we have our actual test, which is a sample of testing here, call it app launches. App launches here, it only takes a screenshot of our application. This feature is only available when using Xamarin Test Cloud. So for us now, let's start creating our UI tests. The first step here is to add a reference to the project that we want to test, which is in my case here the Android project. So let's go to references, click add, and choose the Android project. Click that one. Here it will add that my app.droid to my references. Then now I'll be able to start creating UI tests. I'll copy this one here, and here I call this one add. Let's give it a meaningful name. Let's say, because here I'll be testing the add button, and so let's say I'll give it a values 5 and 7, for example. Let's say add 5 to 7 returns 12, for example, and this is our UI test. So we are now testing the scenario of adding 5 to 7, and that should return 12. So the three steps for writing each UI test or even each unit test are the arrange, act, and assert. So let's go by each one. For the arrange, we should prepare our environment. Here for the arrange, when I have this user interface here, I go and to tap inside the first label to put the value 5. So for that, I try to access this first entry. So the way to access the entry is not by using its name, because I cannot access the name here in my page, because the name here is a private, it's like a private attribute or a private field. So I cannot access the name from outside my main page. Instead, Xamarin Forms UI platform uses something called automation ID. The value given to the automation ID will act like the name of that of this entry object. But here, automation ID, if I give it a name, let's say value A entry, or let's call it entry A. Now if I run my application, control FA, so here it is, my application have just stopped. Why is that? I can get much more details if I go and run the application instead of doing control F5, because doing control F5 will not attach the debugger, so I will not get information about errors. So here it's telling me that Xamarin Forms there is no property of name automation ID found. Why is that? So the problem here is because here I use the name automation ID, and automation ID does only exist on Xamarin forms after the version v2.2. And here in my solution, if I go and check what version I'm using, what NuGet package I'm using, I should stop the execution here. So right click my project and go to manage NuGet packages for solution. Inside the installer, you see here I have the version of Xamarin Forms installed is the version 2.0. So in order to use Automation ID, we should use versions prior later than 2.2. So I'll go to update my Xamarin Forms NuGet package. The way to do that is by selecting my projects, which using Xamarin Forms, which are in my case here, my app and my app.droid. Here I have unloaded the other projects so that I can make the build faster. But if you don't have them unloaded, you should, of course, include them to upload their Xamarin Forms version. And here I don't need to include Xamarin Forms inside my UI test because it doesn't use it. So after doing that, now I go to this version tab here and here select the latest stable version. I go and select the version 2.3. Now click install. This now will update Xamarin Forms to my portable and Android projects. Once it is done successfully, here the Visual Studio recommends to restart Visual Studio in order to complete installing or uninstalling the version 2.0 of Xamarin Forms. Let's go and do that. So now you see it accepts the Automation ID because we have updated Xamarin Forms to version latest to 2.3 or 2.2 actually. Now let's come back to our test and let's create our first UI test here. So here we want to tap a value inside the first entry. So the way to access that one is by using the app, and here the app it's of type iApp. So here it will have access to my user interface. And inside app, you see here I have some methods that I can use to manipulate my user interface, like clicking the back button, clear text, enter text, invoke, pinch to zoom, press enter, press volume down, up, screenshots, scroll down, scroll, scroll up when you have a list view. And here in my case, I want to enter text, so for that I'll use the enter text method. And here inside it's accepting a parameter of type string. That parameter is the automation ID, so that the platform here can know which entry it will manipulate. For our case here is the first entry, which have the entry ID entry A. So let's copy that value and let's put it here. So this way it will go to the first entry and then I'll tell it which value to write inside that entry. The value here will be 5 because here I'm testing 5 and 7. I'll do the same thing but here for my second entry. So I'll go and give my second entry an automation ID. And here it will be called entry B. The second entry, I'll put the value 7. Then, inside the act phase, I go to tap on top on the add button. So the way to tap on the add button is by, of course, using the app dot. Here we have a method called tap. So we'll use the tap method. Again, it's accepting a parameter which should be the automation ID. So we should also give an automation ID to our button. let's call it add button, for example, or let's tell it button add. I'll tap on top of the button app. That's the act phase. Then inside the assert, now we should verify if the value that will be shown inside the label here is 12 or not. So I need to access that label. And the way to access the label, of course, is by using here the query. Inside the query method, I should specify which label I want to access to. In my case here, it's the label. I should give it an automation ID. Here it will be label result, for example. Copy that value. Here I'm accessing the label result. Then I look for the first one that have the result that have the text equal to our expected result, which is here 12 in this case. After doing that, now we'll go to put my assert. I'll use the isTrue method so that I can verify now if my query, this one, so I'll give it a name, let's say query, or it's because it's returning an app result, I call it app result equal. So now let's make sure that our app result is not null. Is not null means it find a label result that have the value 12. But if that was not the case, then we'll show a message saying that our label is not displaying the right result. So now our UI test is ready to be run, and now to be able to run this UI test, we need to go to the test here and select Windows. So test Windows, and here select Test Explorer. This will bring this window for us, call it Test Explorer. This window will display all my UI tests. So here you see it described that I have some UI tests for app launches and add 5 to 7. Here you see each test is discovered twice. That's because here I'm targeting both platforms. So here it will run one test for Android and the other one for iOS. Here I'm only targeting Android, so I'll go and command the attribute related to the iOS and build again, build solution. So that now it will rediscover again my UI tests, and here it removes the tests for iOS and only keeps the tests for Android. So now let's run our first UI test, which is here at 5 to 7, and let's see that in action. So the way to run the test is by going to it and right click, run selected tests. Now my tests started executing. My test, first of all, here it will exit the current application. So you see here, and then it will relaunch the application again and perform these actions inside the arrange and act. So just 1 second until it pops up the my application. So now it started the application. It will perform the first action, typing 5, then typing 7, and then clicking add, and the result is 12, and my test was passed successfully. So you see here, it performed all these actions automatically, and it typed alone its the value. Now let's test the multiply button. For that, I'll copy this same UI test here, and instead of testing the add now, because I'll go to test the multiply, I'll rename the value, and here instead here of tapping on top of the bottom add button, now I'll use the multiply button. For that, I should give it an automation ID so that I can access this button. Let's call it button multiply, for example, and here replace it by button multiply. Now the result of 5 by 7 of course should be 35, not 12, and here should specify that I'm expecting the result to be 35, of course. So now that I have added a new UI test, I should go again to build solution so that the test explorer will explore again my UI tests and try to discover the new added UI tests. Here you see it discovered that I have a new UI test. And now I'll go to execute all my UI tests by going to select run all. But we'll now try to launch the application, put the values 5 and 7, and click add. The value is 12, my test passed it, the first one. Now it will execute my second test, which will here again relaunch the application to put the other values. So it will put the value 5. Oops. This one executed the app launches, and now it will execute the multiply test. So I put the values 5, 7 and click multiply, and my test passes. You see here that there is no order when running the tests. So you should consider that. So now we have written two tests for our application. Here I have written a test that will test the values adding 5 to 7. Now we want to, of course, to test with some other values like 4 and 3, for example. The result should be 7. So I should put here 4 and then 3. The result here, expected one, should be 7. Bid again to discover my third added test here. So here it added my new test. Let's go and run only that test. So typing at the first entry 4, then 3, then clicking add, and the result is 7. So that's good. Now let's create another scenario for the multiply button. Let's say here multiply 2 to 8, for example, returns 16. So on the first entry we'll put 2, then we'll put 8. Then we are expecting the result to be 16. Click build solution again. And now I have 5 UI tests. Now I want to create categories, because here I have some tests where I'm testing the multiply button and some other tests where I'm testing the add button. So I'll go and create two groups or two separate categories for my tests. And the way to create category is by using the attribute category. The attribute category accepts parameter of type string. Here which will be the name of this category. So let's say here is the add feature. I'll include also my second UI test inside the same category by specifying the same name. For my third UI test, here where I'm testing the multiply button, I'll specify that here I put this UI test inside the category multiply feature. And the same for my last test here. Now, if I go to build solution again, you will see here inside the test explorer, now I started having some categories. So the first category have two unit tests, call it add feature. And here I have the two unit tests for that are testing the add button. The second category have two unit tests and call it multiply feature. My two functions testing the multiply button. Now let's try to optimize these two add scenarios. So here I'm trying to test the same scenario but with different values of parameters. And instead of creating a copy of this method, and each time I want to change the parameters here 4 and 3 and here 5, 2 and 7, actually this framework unit and unit framework provides a very cool and very nifty feature to deal with these scenarios. So let's say here I want to test 5 and 7, but maybe in other scenario I want to test some other values. So I can go here to my test. Here of course I get rid of this one because I use the new syntax here. Now I can put the parameters that I want to use for my test inside this test method here. So the first parameter, let's say it will be value A. Then the second parameter will be B. Then the third parameter will be R, which will be the result of A plus B equal R. We can pass these parameters by using the test case attribute. So test case attribute, it accepts here a params list of objects, table of objects. Here we go to pass the values for int A, int B and int R. So we should respect the same order. So the first parameter here will be the value that will be assigned to int A. So let's say the first value will be 5, then 7, and the result of adding 5 to 7 will be 12. So here 5 will be assigned to A, 7 will be assigned to B, and 12 will be assigned to R. Now, because I'm getting this value to be tested inside this parameter here, so I'll go and get rid of this one and use the parameters. And here, because it's a string, so I should convert it to a string. The same thing for the second value 7 here, I'll be using B instead of 7. And here for the expected values, I'm expecting to get that value indicated inside the R parameter. Here it is. So now, and here of course I should change this one so that I don't get confused, because now I'm passing generic values. Good. So now this is for the case where we are testing the values 5 and 7. Now, of course, I can create as many test cases as I want. Here I go and try with 2 and 7 or 2 and 6, for example. That will give us 8. Then we try, let's say, 1 and 0. That will give us 1. And so on. Okay, in this case, it will the platform, the UI test platform, will run this test, and in each time it will consider a test case. For the first one, it will assign these values to A, B, and R, and re-execute this test again with the other values 2, 6, and 8, and so on. So that way, I don't need here also to use this second multiply here. So this is really a good way to create or to execute scenarios that looks the same way. So that's the end of this demo. I hope it was helpful for you, and thank you.